We want to continue our discussion on the promised land. And of course, God promised Abraham that the nation that came from him, Israel, would have a land. And it was about a 300,000 square mile area there in the Middle East. And of course, after Israel came out of Egypt and they crossed over the Red Sea, they came up to Kadesh Barnea, and they did not enter into the land. And because of it, because of their disobedience, they traveled, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And of course, we all know all about that. But at the end of that 40-year wandering, Moses was taken home to heaven by God, and God established the fact that Joshua would take Moses' place and lead the children of Israel into the promised land. As a matter of fact, Jimmy, in Numbers chapter 27, verses 15 through 23, we see clearly that Joshua was chosen by God to be a man with a mission, and his responsibility was to lead the Hebrews across the Jordan River into the promised land. And my question to you is, why was Joshua the one who was selected with this great responsibility?
Well, there are a number of reasons, Gary, that we can go into. One of them is found there in that passage you just quoted, Numbers chapter 27, verses 15 to 23. And verse 18, he said they had the Spirit upon him. Now, that is key. He had the Spirit upon him. And let me tell you why. In the Old Testament economy, Holy Spirit of God did not indwell people as he does today, those of us who know Christ as Lord and Savior. He comes to dwell in this temple called the body of the Christian. But in Old Testament times, the Holy Spirit would come down upon someone, not dwell in them, but come upon them for special, special power to be able to do what he had called them to do. So there's one of the reasons he had the Spirit upon him. And secondly, he had been selected as the number two man for the Israelites when they would leave the area in Egypt and the bondage after 400 years, and then make their way miraculously across the Red Sea and then towards the Dead Sea. They were making their way up to the Promised Land, and that was one of the reasons that when Moses went to be home, and Joshua already had all the experience that had been taking place. He had watched how Moses had failed, and one of the reasons Moses was not allowed to be able to go into the Promised Land, because he usurped the victory from the Lord in what he was doing when the Lord told him to speak to the rock and it would produce water. Instead, Moses got so mad at the Israelites, he struck the rock, and the Lord said, "You don't do that. You do what I tell you to do. You don't take my glory from me." And Joshua was able to observe all of that. Another reason, Joshua is one of 12 spies that went in. Leaders from the 12 tribes of Israel were selected. And there at Kadesh Barnea, which you mentioned, they would be sent in to search out the promised land. Now, we know the story. 10 of them came back and said, "Oh, we're like grasshoppers up there. They're going to destroy us. They're going to defeat us immediately if we go into the promised land." But Joshua and his buddy, Caleb, who was the only other one that had a positive report when they came back to Moses, and the Lord is watching down on this, and he sees that here's a man that's going to be faithful, truthful, and do what he says to do. I've got to say something about Kadesh Barnea, and when we take tours to Israel, we always stop at Kadesh Barnea, because that is a key time in the wandering in the wilderness. At that point in time, had they just looked 26 miles up north, they would have seen the promised land. In fact, when the spies went in, it was only 26 miles from Kadesh Barnea to a place called Hebron, which is where Abraham had developed the first Jewish community. That's how close they were to the promised land, but because of unbelief, they would wander around in what is today the Negev Desert, which is the lower third of modern-day Israel, wandered around for 40 years. From Kadesh Barnea, they went over to Petra. If you stand at Kadesh Barnea and look due east across the Jordan Valley, you see the location of Petra. Remember, that is a special place where the Lord had sent the descendants of Esau, who would be the Palestinian people today. And as then Moses started to take them back and start going that way to get over into the promised land when they were actually almost standing in the promised land. When he got over there, the Edomites wouldn't let him go by. They had to wander around some more. And finally, they got over to just across the Jordan Valley from Jericho, and there they were able to go into the promised land. But it says that when God was looking at Joshua, he looked at a man. And remember Joshua chapter 1, for the Lord is so wonderful in the way he provides. He says, as I was with Moses in verse 5, so I will be with thee. So he selected him because he knew that Moses, almost 100%, not quite 99, he failed at the end, but he would allow the book of the law to be in his life. He would let it be written on his heart. He would do what he said, and that would give him success. Well, that's the way Joshua was. He was a man after Moses' heart, probably the great Jewish prophet that ever lived. And the Lord selects him to take them across into the promised land.
And you know, when you look at that Joshua chapter 1 passage, Jimmy, I've often thought what Joshua was thinking, because he was with Moses and he knew how cantankerous the children of Israel could be. And I've often wondered if he thought, why me, Lord? Although he was willing to do what God wanted him to do,